This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're celebrating a Scottish New Year's right now with tour guides Liz Lister and Cullen Mares.
Probably the fire festival that's perhaps best known in Scotland is Aphelia, which is up in Shetland. But in the old Gregorian calendar, New Year was towards the end of January. And so many of these, like today, is the Aphelia celebrations and where they take a Viking longboat that has been built, and they have a jarl, who is an earl, a Viking, and great street celebrations with fire and torches and fireballs. And then they eventually end up burning the Viking longboat in the water, setting it on fire and setting it to sail out to sea ablaze.
I think it's fascinating, especially as a Norwegian, to think that for much of Europe, when people would say a prayer, they would not finish it by saying amen, but they would finish it by saying, and deliver us from the Norsemen, amen.
Yeah.
It's like those Vikings really had a presence,
absolutely.
Didn't they?
Mm. Absolutely.
If you think about the Isle of Iona, there's a bloody beach.
Yeah, the Vikings would come raiding. Vik is a bay, and Viking is to go from bay to bay. Mm-hmm. And if they could find treasures as they went from bay to bay, then they would help themselves. And so in Iona, we have Iona Abbey, which, established by St. Columba, was famous for the manuscripts that they produced, including the Book of Kells.
Mm-hmm.
And so the Vikings came looking for treasures, and here it was very rich in treasures.
The last thing you want to kick off the year is a tall, blonde Norwegian stepping through your door. God help
you. He's not bringing gifts.
Not gifts.